Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the backflower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
God bless you guys. Welcome to Healing the Heart. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord, please bless our work tonight and help us to learn about your secrets of the healing art, the secrets that will let us heal the things we suffer from, and bring us closer to you so we may touch the purpose of our life, God-realization and self-realization. Bless our words, bless our subject matter, and take us deeper than we've ever been before. In his holy name, amen. I want to begin, first of all, let me tell you, to the FDA, God bless us all here. Nothing you hear in this program is meant to diagnose, treat, or cure disease. And that's our little prayer to the FDA. God bless them. We have a soundbite, a testimonial from one of my students in London, Anya. And she just recorded it today, and Don's going to run it, and it'll be cool to hear it. So, Don, if you can.
This is testimonial for Dr. Love's show, and this is Anya from London. I would like to say I have been studying with Dr. Love for last 9 months. The system of teaching and program, which was created by Dr. Love, I would call unique one. Bach remedies and SAS during these 9 months allowed me to discover myself, to go deeper inside me, inside myself. And this is important because the system allowed me to do this. Everyone talks about the spiritual cause of disease. We're getting more and more aware of the fact that our character defects, pattern, the way we behave and act are coded on the deeper level. The big advantage of learning Dr. Love's system is that it shows us how to deal with the core of this issue and allowed us to understand our hearts. Thank you.
Wow. That's really cool. That's the first testimonial. We're going to be having more. And Anya's one of my students in London. And so I'm glad she shared that with you and to share her testimonial with you guys. Let me go to another prayer. This one is from St. John of the Cross, who lived in about 1550. Our subject today we're going to be dealing with, the remedy we're going to be dealing with is rock water. And the rock water is part of the group that's called the workaholic group, or the driven group. That's where you always feel there's something you need to be doing. You can't ever relax. And this is what St. John of the Cross says about that sort of thing. And there's three remedies: impatience, vervain, and today we're going to take up rock water for the workaholicness. So this is what St. John of the Cross says. In order to arrive at having pleasure in everything, desire to have pleasure and nothing. In order to arrive at possessing everything, desire to possess nothing. In order to arrive at being everything, desire to be nothing. In the West, we say, if it's to be, it's up to me. Well, the truth is, if it's to be, it needs to come to me. You want to push it, you might find something, make something happen, but you probably won't be successful. You need to be able to relax and let it come to you when you're right, when everything is right. Let me start with a poem, and then we're going to start getting into our subjects today. 3,000 years B.C. Who are you really? As only just a dream. This superficial, shallow life you breathe. So far away from who you really are. So softly how your footsteps fall upon this desert river path. The ancient Nile that flows beside your footsteps, and sacred temples gleaming in the movement of the sun. Whispers of a sacred vision of yourself, the meaning of your life, the secret of your soul. Which way, direction, where your heart would move, your steps should go. The temples and the gods of earth, the hidden meaning of the hieroglyphs and pictures speaking on the walls. The priests who whisper words upon a dream. How can a person really find herself? And understand the secrets of her life. The meaning of your breath. The questions of your pulsing heart. The purpose of your footsteps on this path beside the breath of Nile. All the things they want from me. All the duties of my hands, my heart, my voice. The person that I have become, the person I should really be. Let's do that. So first of all, let me tell you my claim to fame is that I'm the only person you'll meet who'll tell you that I actually truly have peace of mind. That doesn't mean I don't get hit. Sometimes I get hit really hard, but you give me a day or so with the techniques and the tools that I teach, and I'm back to peace of mind. I'm happy inside. I'm whole, and I have my life work. I'm one of the few people that have my life work. The remedy to find your life work is a wild oat, but we also need to get rid of the blocks that are keeping you stuck. The system. So that's where we take you when you work with me, with this system. This system, the love healing system, uses the Bhakti, uses the SAO, uses deeper spiritual connection. And I think it's one, I've been doing this for about 40 years, developing this system. And I truly feel this is one of the best systems of healing on earth. Now, I have to humbly say that. So I'm trying to get this system out to the world, and this radio show is my way to get this system into your home. Using the Bach flowers, not the way everybody else uses them, but using a different protocol that allows you to go much, much deeper. Okay, first subject, what is processing? no one can when you got pain like depression, anxiety, whatever kind of pain you got, body pain or whatever, the first thing everybody thinks of is somebody come here and take it away from me. But when you're doing healing, real healing, you're the one that has to process the issues that are causing your pain and suffering. No one can tell you how to process. You have to process yourself your own way. But the thing about the Bach flowers used following the advanced protocol is they kick in the processing and get the processing to start happening. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me, she said, the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and process the issues that you need to process. So through taking the bond, the way that I teach, you're going to find the issues that are causing you suffering and begin processing. You might want to journal. You might want to call a friend. You might want to pray. But somehow, when you take the bond, you'll end up working it through, finding the cause, finding out what it is you're supposed to learn. Check this out. Dr. Bach wrote, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's an actual lesson when you're suffering with pain, anxiety, depression, disease. There is a, back to the FDA, if you got a real disease, go see your medical doctor or go to a naturopath who's a licensed primary care physician in certain states. But the secret of disease is that during this dark age we're coming out of, as we're moving into the age of enlightenment, but we've still got our feet drug in the age of darkness. God has sent us suffering and disease is a wake-up call to get us to go ahead and make some changes in ourselves. Quit being so darn hateful, negative. Get rid of that resentment. Get rid of that fear. Process that sexual abuse from the childhood. Resolve the dominating piece. Resolve being a workaholic. Going all the time. Never have any time to heal or to relax. So there's certain lessons that our soul is trying to get through to us. The soul is sending us messages, but we don't listen. We don't listen to the guidance. We're too busy as to what the lesson really is. We don't listen to those messages. So the purpose of the Bach, used following the protocols that I teach, is that they trigger you to actually listen to the voice of your soul, and then you go ahead and make the changes in yourself to quit being so dominating, to quit being so fearful, to quit having so much anxiety. Bach wrote, on the inside of yourself, you do it, you change on the inside of yourself. Bach is beneficent, Bach wrote. I'm sorry, suffering is beneficent and for our good. And if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults, Dr. Bach wrote. So the suffering is to lead us to our faults. What are your faults? Do you let people walk all over you? Do you need more self-esteem? Do you need more confidence? Do you need to resolve your fear? Quit having so much fear and worry about money and worry about disease and worry about the future. Do you need more self-esteem? Do you need to quit walking over other people? Do you need to protect yourself from people sucking your energy, taking your power? What are your faults that the soul is trying to correct? So when you take the Bach, you begin to learn about that. Oh, yeah, now I see. I had a lady who had all this pain in her arm, tried these drugs almost killed her for the pain in her, on her arm, skin. And we talked, and I said, well, girl, I said, though, there's going to be your mom next door. She talks to her mom. Mom dominating, sucks her energy, takes her power, dumps on her, leaves her. I said, you need some boundaries for your mom. She said, no. I said, when did all this pain start? Well, it was about 2 days ago. Oh, it was about a day ago, something like that. So what'd you do? I went over and spent hours with my mom and had dinner with her and watched a movie with her. And then she came home and all her pain flared up. I said, you're letting this woman dominate and control you. What was the fault? The fault was allowing other people to dominate and control her, not being shielded and protected. So then she made those changes inside of herself, taking one away. I had a, and you can't tell someone this. You have to give them remedies, because you can't tell anybody anything. First of all, they're going to listen to you anyway. And second of all, if they do listen, they're not going to be able to make any changes inside themselves. You need the remedies to stimulate and catalyze, as Dr. Finn says, them to go ahead and make the changes on the inside of herself. I'll give you another example. I had a young girl who was living with a grandmother, God bless her. Her grandmother was mean, very mean, and cruel. It was like a Cinderella story. And dominated her and bossed her around and controlled her and hurt her, made her cry all the time, beat her up emotionally all the time. So I never said, girl, you gotta, I said, you just need shielding protection. I gave her the remedies for shielding protection. The main one I gave her was, the only remedy I gave her for shielding was Sentry, which is for being too much of a nice guy. So as she became assertive for the first time in her life, she began to speak her truth. She was scared to. But she began to speak her truth. Grandmother didn't like it. And she really began to speak her truth. And she moved out. Grandmother didn't even know where she is. God bless her. God bless you if you listen, young lady. She is becoming so assertive. It's mind-blowing. So when you get the lessons on the inside of yourself, the disease will go. Check this out. This is what Dr. Bach wrote. Because it's about making the changes inside of your inner self. This system of healing, not about Bach, it's not about Dr. Love's love healing system. It's about you going and making these changes. Getting in touch with the God, getting in touch with God's plan for your life. This system of healing, which has been divinely revealed unto us, shows that it is our fears, our cares, our anxieties, and such like that open the path to the invasion of illness. Thus, by treating our fears, our cares, our worries, and so on, we not only free ourselves from the illness, but the herbs given to us by the grace of the Creator of all, in addition, take away our fears and worries and leave us happier and better in ourselves. Bach continues, as the herbs heal our fears, our anxieties, our worries, our faults, and our failings, it is these we must seek, and then the disease, no matter what it is, will leave us. Edward Bach wrote that in The 12 Healers, published in London and England. London, 1933. By the way, the Bach is available in most every health food store throughout the country. And in London, they're in every pharmacy. Let me read you another point. And I would disagree with him that the herbs don't heal your fears. They trigger you to go within yourself and heal your own self. I had a student from the medical school, and I spoke at the medical school, greatest honor in my life. I was invited to speak there 3 years in a row. And she said, Dr. Love, I thought you were going to heal me, but what I really discovered is that I have to learn to heal myself. I said, yeah. The remedies and the process triggers you to go through the changes in your inner self. Do you know who you are, really are, the person you've been told, or are you really more? How many years have passed beneath your feet? And do you know, have you yet embraced the secrets of your inner self? The self within much deeper than the shallow, superficial earth you live your life. No depth, with nothing deeper than a storm upon the desert night, bringing rain and then it's gone, as if it never did become. A desert without depth. A person who knows little of the softness of a mountain breeze, the feel of new mown hay, the touch of ancient granite on a temple by the Nile. A person separate from the desert night, split off and distant from the person who she really is. So much she's learned and studied of the storms and winds of earth, but sadly yet, a person who does not know herself. So the next topic I want to cover is people don't like to process their own stuff. They want someone else to process for them. I don't want a drug to do it. Just get me out of this pain. It's like the biggest thing these days, escape from pain, anything. So I don't have to feel my pain. What I teach you to do in my class is to go into the middle of your pain and use the tools and techniques that I teach to resolve it, recognize it. People don't like to process their own stuff because it's too painful. Too painful to face yourself and what's going on inside of you. And it's too hard. And people don't know how to do it. Most people just want a, you know, quick fix. Just, you know, give me some of that Prozac. Pass that Oxycontin to and roll a joint to. Just have a little wine. You take care of my stuff for me. Easiest way, just take drugs. You can get drugs everywhere. War on drugs is a joke. Drugs are everywhere. And the easiest way is just go to your medical doctor. He'll give you Prozac and Zoloft and all these candy pills to make you feel better so you don't ever have to deal with who you are and what you've created and what your karma is. That's what I teach you in my class, how to deal with your own baggage. You can become over dizzy. You can become a couch potato, an internet addict, a food addict, a sex addict, gambling addict. All these things you can do rather than take care of and face your pain and your baggage and resolve it. People don't even believe there's a way to resolve it. Yeah, I can teach you how to resolve it. It took me 40 years to develop this system. The love healing system, which I'll tell you about here in a little bit. Even do it, it'll work. It's worked for a lot of people. To process, you have to go into your inner self. You have to connect the dots. Come to an enlightenment, an understanding, an awareness. The example of the girl and her grandmother, I didn't say anything. I mean, all her friends would tell her, you got to get away from your grandmother. I didn't say anything. I had a woman in Santa Monica. God bless her. She's beaten by her boyfriend. All the girls in the class freaked out. I had a Wednesday night class. Started at 6. She'd always come early. We'd walk in the aisle about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, till everybody came. And I just listened to her tell me about her problems and that. Our boyfriend beat her, never say anything. But I gave her sentry for being assertive. I gave her walnut for protection. I gave her agrimony for holding her feelings. I gave her memnus for fear. Shielding remedies, large for confidence. And I just listened. She said, Dr. Love, you know, you're the only person I like talking to about these problems. I said, you know why? I said, no. She said, because you never offer me any advice. You just listen. Again, you can't. One of the spiritual laws is you can't tell anybody anything. If you tell them something, they're not going to be able to do it. You communicate these secret messages through the flower essences. I gave her Sentry for being assertive. So for 4 months, she came and told me, the girls in the class, oh, you should leave that jerk. He's such a, you know who, and hey, you know what, you should just leave him, whatever. And after 4 months, she told me, toward the end of the class, she told me, Dr. Love, I confronted him and I left him. I said, my God, that is way cool. I'm so happy for you. It just makes my heart sing. She said, yeah, I'm really assertive now. Told him off and I left him. He's freaking out, but I'm gone. I said, well, go and tell the class. And she did. I said, she had to come to the awareness and connect the dots on the inside of herself. It had to do with the abuse from her childhood. And it was so deep, so much abuse from childhood. It took 4 months for her to connect the dots. Most of the systems out there, they tell you you're clear, but you're not really clear. They're more denial systems because they put you into denial. I had a woman who went to Scientology, and they brought up all these traumas, and then they snapped their fingers. And when I say clear, you're clear, and it's all going to be resolved. So he snapped his fingers, said clear. And she came home, and she said, I'm in a nightmare. They brought all this stuff up. I don't know what to do with it. And she knew the SAF, so I said, well, why don't you do an SAF session? And call me in the morning, and she did. She said, oh, then it's all resolved. What you need is tools to help you to resolve it. Not systems that wave a magic wand and tell you that it's clear. I had another woman in the class, and I'm not trying to criticize Scientology or any other system, but I had a, this is the way it is, I had a woman in the class in, I think it was in Fort Lauderdale, and she started telling the group how she went, and they did the same thing. They brought up some real deep traumas, snapped their fingers and said, now you're clear. She said, I was in excruciating emotional pain. I was in excruciating emotional pain for a long time. I said, well, how long? She said, 8 years. So they brought up something they couldn't clear. They didn't know what to do with it. And that's what I show you how to do. That's why I teach the SAF. With the SAF in the bot, you'll be able to make the interchanges on the inside of yourself. Let me tell you a couple other things. I teach the flower essences as constitutional type remedies. I mean, as constitutional, as homeopathic remedies, okay? And let me tell you some things about using them as homeopathic remedies. I'll show you about what's called the constitutional type remedy. The constitutional type remedy is the deepest acting, is the remedy that goes from the deepest acting negative character defects in the personality. So, the most dominating man I think I've ever met was a guy in Montana, very sweet man, very spiritual man, but you sat with him in the room, oh my God, this guy's dominating. Didn't try to be, just from his childhood. And his wife brought him over, because we'd been helping her. She was free of pain. Getting free of pain. She ended up free of pain. Very assertive. And they loved each other so much, and we gave him flower essences. She wanted me to do that. She'd bring him over once every month. And in the end, that was about 5 or 6 months, she told me that he was no longer dominating. Now, that's called a thorough constitutional transformation, which we'll get into here in a minute. Constitutional-type remedy. Is the remedy that you use, which works for the deepest acting negative character defect in the personality, the deepest thing that's causing their problem. And you keep the person on it till they get a thorough constitution. Now, this is homeopathy talk, so bear with me. Try to understand what I'm saying. If you don't understand what I'm saying, read between the lines. We'll keep going. That was my engineer, Don. God bless him. thorough constitutional transformation. I had an attorney in L.A., dominated. Oh, man, this guy would come. Here's Rockwater. We're going to deal with the Rockwater remedy. He was total Rockwatered out. He was impatient. He was burning. He's the most, one of the most workaholic men I've ever known, and dominating. Oh, God, he was a courtroom fighting, litigating attorney. When we were done, about 8 months, he was no longer dominating. He was no longer a workaholic. He was no longer impatient. He was no longer Rockwater. He was no longer workaholic. And he got a job shuffling papers for a corporation, looking at contracts. I met his new, introduced me to his new wife. I saw him 2 years later. Is he got back pain? No. All his body pain was gone, too. When I was in L.A., I told everybody. I used to work on movie stars and presidential candidates and the top people in the music industry. That's my claim to fame. I don't do that anymore. I could care less. I view each person as the best of the best, even if they're a nobody. But, you know, I was in my 30s, and it was just, like, really cool to do. But anyway, I just tell everybody, I said, you come to me, we'll get rid of all your body pain on a lasting, permanent basis. And I could pull that off because I had the flower essences to work with the actual, to heal the actual cause of why they had the body pain. So in his case, he had awful, rocking body pain. 8 months, no body pain. No migraines. He left that horrible job of fighting tooth and nail in courtrooms. And he went, to a corporation just handling the papers. And I asked his wife, I said, does he have the back pain? No. Does he have the migraines? No. Is he dominating? No. Is he impatient? No. Is he a workaholic? No. Is he a laid-back California guy? That's like way cool. That's a thorough constitutional transformation. I had a gal in Santa Monica. She was a total doormat. After 4 months, she told me, I straightened my daughter out, I straightened my boss out, straightened my husband out. I'm no longer letting people walk all over me. Stuff from my childhood. But I said, go tell the class how you did this. And for 15 minutes, she talked, well, I made this decision, and I changed that, and I realized that, and I understood this, and this finally dawned on me and everything. She sat down after 15 minutes. She told the transitions that she went through in her inner self. And I told the class, notice that she never mentioned the Bach remedies once. Because it's not about Bach remedies. It's about you making the changes. There's a natural way to heal these things. And the remedies stimulate you to go on your own time, in your own home, in your bed at night, when you take a walk, when you're at work, to make these changes on the inner side that are going to release the toxic, discordant energy that's causing your suffering. I had a doctor, we're still on a thorough constitutional transformation. I had a doctor in Santa Monica who told me that he was eat up with a lack of confidence. He told me that every other doctor at Santa Monica had written books on nutrition, and they were so much more together than he was. He said, you know, really, I do know a lot about nutrition, but I don't feel I'm as good as they are. And it was just eating him up, tearing him up. And he took my four-month class coming every Wednesday night. And then he went and took it a second time. And so he took LARCH, the remedy for confidence, all the time. At the end of that time, that man was rocking with self-confidence. As long as I knew him, a couple of years before I left Santa Monica, never had an issue with self-confidence. That's called a thorough constitutional transformation. Now, here's another piece that I teach you, homeopathic drainage of anger. The meanest kid I ever met was the son of a girlfriend. Man, this guy was mean. He was 8 years old, and he would just as soon slit your throat or stab you in the back or in the heart energetically as anything else. He was just right mean. He had been through so much trauma, God bless him. So we picked out remedies, and I told her, you know, let's do this. And she's all gone home. And she gave him the remedies. and we change the remedies each month following the protocols. At the end of 8 months, that kid, I swear to God, was the sweetest child that you have ever met. I remember him coming and bringing tea. I was visiting with his mom. He brought us tea, and then he brought us cookies. And he was just bending over backwards to make sure we were both happy. That meanness was totally gone. And he had switched to this intense sweetness. Just too cool. Homeopathic drinking. So let me have another poem. Let's do another poem, and then we're going to move into Rockwad. Said, but never spoken. All the words left silent and unwritten in your heart. Your voice that wells up from your soul. You wanted them to really hear for once. To really listen to your words, your breath. To finally understand and get the meaning of your life. And yet, the words fall silent from the spell of time. The one who does not listen, does not feel your drift of heart, or hear the voice you whisper in the moon's pale light. Your words, your breath, your truth, upon the shadows and the hidden flames of mountain night. Okay, let's turn over to Rockwater. This book I'm going to be looking at, it's called Physician Heal Thyself. I go into each remedy in depth. Those of you that are interested in my system, this is the backbone of the system. This is the textbook of my system, my one-year course. And you can get it from me by just calling me up or emailing me. Physician Heal Thyself, and also The Art of Healing. So the first thing about Rockwater, are you hard on yourself? There's only two remedies that are hard on themselves. That means they're kind of like beat themselves up. And that's pine for guilt and Rockwater. But the second question I always ask is, do you have enough fun? Because it's illegal for the Rockwater to have fun. I had a student I gave Rockwater to who, when she first started working with me, told me that she was a naturopathic lab tech. And she told me she was precancerous, and she told me that her organs were beginning to shut down. And I said, yeah, that's the... Her father was a satanic guy, ritual guy, never touched her. But she was in that environment, and God bless her. And if you're listening tonight, which you probably are, God bless you. And we gave her Rockwater, among other remedies, for shutting down. And her organs began to open up. And she went from not being able to have sex at all to being able to have sex and multiple orgasms for the first time in her life, which I think is really, really, really cool. Because the Rockwater doesn't like to feel. They don't like to have pleasure. And I've had so many people I've given Rockwater to, and their sexuality opens up because the Rockwater feels that it's illegal to have pleasure of any kind. So they shut down their fun place, their pleasure place inside of themselves. And there's work. It's one of the workaholic remedies. So that's one of the questions I ask. Do you need to have more fun? Because the Rockwater person will tell you, oh, yeah, man, I need to have more fun. I just go all the time. Self-denial. Should sacrifice her own pleasures for her high ideals. She denies herself because of these ideals she states. Something inside me won't let me enjoy. It's like I don't have entitlement for pleasure and enjoyment. Rockwork person can't enjoy anything. I get my pleasure from my work. I had a Rockwire woman who I've had several who told me that when it was their birthday, their girlfriends came over. They had to drag her out of her house and take her out to dinner on her birthday. And all the time she was whining that she had work to do. Rockwire can't have pleasure. It feels like they have to work. They're always working. It's one of the workaholic remedies. Now, this remedy is not hyper. They're just steadying, plotting, always something to be doing. And all these workaholic remedies always have the feeling that there's something you got to be doing. You can't relax. What's the reason to relax? The reason to relax is because the healing happens in the relaxation stage. You don't relax, you're not going to heal. Every time you sleep in a hurry, let's go ahead and sleep. Let's sleep right now. Go to sleep. You'll be laying there tossing and turning. For you to rejuvenate yourself, you have to have peace inside. You have to be relaxed. And the rock water can never do that. Self-repression. So rock water is a person who represses themselves, who suppresses themselves and stifles themselves, and then they draw people to them who suppress and stifle them too. And beat up on themselves. That's why the question is, are you hard on yourself? And then the rock water keeps things bottled up inside. You can't get him to talk a lot about what he's really going through. I know he's in a lot of pain. I don't think he even knows himself. Keep things bottled up inside. Sentry does that. Agrimony does that. Not good to keep things bottled up inside. You're gonna have an eruption. You're going to be like flowing lava. You're going to explode sometime internally. And that's one of the things that illness can be or body pain can be. Is the explosion of all this baggage that you're holding inside. Doesn't deal with deep emotions. The rockwater doesn't allow themselves to feel very deep. What's the purpose of feeling? Feeling is your navigation. It's your GPS system to tell what the hell is going on. Stepped into the doorway. Stop. I can't go in here. So I turn around and left. Everybody's going, what's happening? I felt the negative energy. I said, no. Feelings will tell you that there's some baggage that you need processed. Because you start to feel pain in your heart. A weight on your shoulders. I did my SAF this morning because I got up and I didn't feel perky. I felt some weight on my shoulders. Even though it's hot here in my desert monastery, way, way out in the middle of nowhere. Once I did the SAF, I didn't feel any more pain. Hold back your emotions. So the rock water holds back what they feel. They don't tell you what they feel. They don't feel what they feel. They hold it back. They hide it. They deny it. And they keep working. Keep doing it. Slow, not real fast. But rock water doesn't have a lot. Guy's got a cabin up on the lake, but he never goes there. Here's a poem called Pain. So long the life that's been, and all the pain you carry in your body and your soul. Each step you take, and all the aching in your bones and heart. The secrets of the inner self lie far beneath the lake. the truth of who you really are, the way they put their filth upon you and deep inside you, and how you have to take on all this negative, their darkness and their ugliness of soul, the way you carry all this load, this weight of other people's stuff, to hold upon your shoulders, in your heart, and in your joints, discs of pain. The mountains whisper healing to the one who can receive. Healing from the gentle wind, the dancing of the mountain stream, the voices of the woods at night. For one who knows, and one who can receive. To listen to the healing wind, and taste the smell of earth in blessed harmony, and learn the secrets of the hidden night, the voices in the silent breeze, the lessons of the inner self. Messages spoken softly from your very soul to understand the person who you really are, the secrets of the self, the pulsing of the person who you should let go, the whispers of the person who you should become. Well, I like that point. That was deep, deep, deep. Okay, back to Rockwaters. The Rockwaters driven, and you got three remedies that are driven. You got Rockwater, you got Vervain, you got Impatience. The three remedies of the workaholic group. Always feels there's something you got to be doing. So you can't relax. When it's time to relax, you can't relax. A lot of times, this is a remedy, or one or several of these remedies you get, the person can't sleep. So why can't you sleep? I don't know, I'm tossing and turning, whatever. And you find out that they're a workaholic. So you get all busy, and you're going here and going there, and you try to go, you got to turn it all off at night to go to sleep, and they can't do that. They stay up tossing and turning. Type A personality. Feel pressure to always be doing something. I like to work a lot, just about all the time. Workaholic. You've got so many irons in the fire, always keeping busy, with 300 or 400 things going on all the time. Pushing too hard, working too hard. Literally, this is one of the remedies you use for strain, like pulling a muscle or breaking something or pulling something. Because what God's trying to show you is that you're straining yourself. And the strain shows up first in the personality. It shows up in the emotions. You got so much strain. It's tension. This is one of the remedies for tension. Oh, God, you're going to have to believe this. Remember I was telling you to get rid of the muscle tension through these remedies for your massage therapists and chiropractors that are listening, medical doctors, naturopaths that are listening, or housewives. I had this woman, and she's a young girl. She smoked pot and she drank alcohol. I said, girl, I said, you got to quit doing that. You can't, because the spiritual law is you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. So I made up remedies for her. Well, she's 18. She's in Flagstaff, working in the health store. And she just needed more surgery. I gave her remedies for that. I gave her rock water. She's real hard for herself. Her neck, she said, her neck, the top part of her back was stiff like rock. That was rock water. So she said the remedies really helped her. And over the next year, I gave her remedies maybe 3 times, maybe 4 times. I came in, she was there, and hey, want some more remedies? Yeah, sure. So I kept telling her, girl, you got to go off this pot and this alcohol. You can't get healed if you're doing drugs. So she disappeared. She went to somewhere in South America, studied with some medicine men down there, who told her, you got to get off drugs. You can't get healed. So she came back. She said, I studied with these medicine men. They told me to get off drugs. I'm off drugs. I said, that's cool. She said, I want to take your class. I said, way cool. So I went over to her house, got her all signed up. I said, by the way, let me make some remedies for you, and let me work on your shoulders, because I've owned three schools in the South. So let me work on your shoulders. So she sat in a chair, and for about 15, 20 minutes, I did some gentle but very deep work on her shoulders. When we were done, she stood up and said, it's all gone. All my pain and my shoulders are gone. Well, I can do that because I did it so long. But the problem is it always comes back. But she said it was all gone. So then she and I began the course, and I talked to my students once a week. You know what? Her pain never came back. Once she's off the drugs, she processed enough with the rock water. Now she's on rock water. None of her pain in her neck and shoulders, as long as I knew her, ever came back. It's gone. Isn't that a cool story? Blew me away. Okay, pushing too hard, working too hard. So there you go. That's that strain of pushing. Strain muscles, strain in personality, which is stress. Not in connection with your inner child. So the only way you can get in connection with your inner child, or your shadow side, or your dark side, or your baggage, is to let go of going around doing it something all the time, because you can only get in touch with your inner child when you're in the stillness, sometimes solitude, sometimes in the monastery. Feel pressure to be constantly, so if you want to get in touch with your shadow side, the remedies really help you because they help you to learn to become still. And I guarantee you, if you went over to Richard Gere, the great actor, one of my favorite actors, love him. Anytime I see him, I love his work. You know what he does when he's done with the movie? He goes over to the Dalai Lama's ashram. They don't even have a phone over there. And I guarantee you, he's not moving around being a workaholic over there. You sit and be still. You learn to be still with the inner self. Americans, we don't know how to be still with ourselves. It's part of your ticket to having peace inside, to have inner stillness. Feel pressure to be constantly doing. Hard to just relax and do nothing. Accomplishment, achievement is what's important. Doing is what's important, not being. Somebody told these workaholic people at some point, your value is in what you're accomplished. It's not in who you are. Who you are really doesn't matter. Who you are is not important. You're not important. It's what you've done that's important, not who you are. Hard master in doing is more important than being. The truth is you need a balance between doing and being. So some of the time you're doing, and some of the time you're being. That's what you would learn if you went over to the Dalai Lama's ashram in Nepal. You would learn to be still with your inner self. The ancient Indians, Anastasi, used to give their boys a bow and arrow and send them out when 13 come into puberty. They'd be out alone in the wilderness for about 6 months. Have to hunt their own food, dig their own roots. Have to heal their own conditions, and they'd have to take care of the bears and the lions that were stalking them for food. And they'd have to take care of the crap and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the poop they got on the inner self. And when they come back, they got all that stuff taken care of. And they say, now you're a man. You can choose a wife. And they welcome him into the society of the men. Let's do another point. And then we'll keep on with this remedy. The cobra. Cover up your breath. You mustn't feel the deep emotions of your heart. They should be buried with the night and put away inside a box. to never open, never feel. The cobra raises up its head. You know you have to stop. Don't take another step. Don't feel it. They can tell it. If you're really scared, don't feel. He'll soften up and crawl away, or slip back in the reeds beside the River Nile. You mustn't move, so just stay still. Don't feel the feelings that you have wrong. And what they said they didn't mean to say. And what you feel is wrong. The cobra turns her face and starts to crawl away. You know your feelings are not right tonight. Today. Eat these up. Let's look at more rock water. Move my papers around here. Okay. That's what happens when you're holding the phone. From one hand, moving, desperately moving papers around with the other. Hard masters to themselves. Now, this is where the rock water is hard on himself. Now, there's two remedies that are hard on himself. The rock water and the pine. Strict with self. Undue sternness. So rock water is like a hard taskmaster to their own self. They practice too rigid a self-discipline. The self-discipline they practice on themselves is excessive. It's undue sternness on themselves. They can't just relax and be yourself. Relax, be cool, be yourself. Breathe the fresh air. No, rock water can't do that. Perfection, because they have to be rigid with themselves. Perfect and beat up on themselves. A perfectionist. Now, rock water, beach, vervain, and impatience are all perfectionists. So if you are a perfectionist, there's flower essences here that you would take for that, and they're way cool. And over time, you will work that through on your inner self. And if you're tense, or if you have pain, it could be because of this. Perfectionist. I can't stand it when I don't do things perfectly. I've got a student who has a little girl, God bless her, who's a total perfectionist. In fact, I've got two students, and she's 5 years old, and if things are not perfect with the way she dresses or what she's doing, she just freaks out and goes insane. Well, we've had her on these remedies for being a perfectionist, and she tells me that her daughter's much, much better. Puritanical, so they can be, you know, like fanatic religious person or puritanical about things. Self-martyrdom. I'm doing things right. I'll suffer and do things right because it's the right thing, and they're the martyr. Sentry does that too. Obsessions. Well, these obsessions are all about the perfectionist things that they have to do that are just perfect. You can't just relax and be yourself. Let things flow. There's no flowing. There's no flowing with these workaholic remedies. There's no flowing with rock work. You're just go, 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 go. Hit it, hit it, hit it. Now, here's an interesting thing. High ideals. High ideals means there's this high vision that you have of the way things should be. And you're going for this high vision. So you can't relax and be yourself. See, one of the things you want to do to heal, just learn emotional healing. Just learn to be yourself. Feel what you feel. Be yourself. And don't beat yourself up. And don't have these high ideals. I mean, you're going to have the right and wrong, but the high ideals is like excessive. You bend over backwards and break your back for these strong feelings of right and wrong, strong obsessions of these things you have to do. strong opinions and convictions. So the rock water can be very opinionated. You go around people talking politics and see how strong they are about their political thing. I'm not a political person. I'm a spiritual person. Shoulds. Strong feeling of should. I should be doing that. I ought to be doing this. There's like all this pressure on themselves. And they're never living up to the mark. Always a perfectionist. As I give myself extreme pain if I make a mistake. Martyrs to own ideals, self-martyr them. And then would like to be an example. This is unique to the rock water. They always want to be an example. I practice what I preach pretty much because I'm at one with myself. I'm not pretending and acting to be an example. So if you get to know me personally, you'd find a person who's just being himself. I am myself. This is me. Doing the healing stuff is me. I'm not acting and posing and pretending. But there's this pressure with the rock water to be an example. So if I was an example, I go, oh, you need to be like me, and look how I do this, and look how I do that. No, I do what I do because I want to do it. I don't have to try to do it. It just flows. Self-martyrs and martyrs to own ideals. Are you self-critical? I always bawl myself out. It's true. She's always cursing and degrading herself. So the rock water is always beating up on themselves, putting themselves down, shaming herself. And the rock water and pine, and the sentry too, walnut too, but mainly rock water and pine, will draw other people who shame them. Actually draw people to you who shame you. And they'll pick up where you leave off. So you're busy shaming your own self, and they shame you. Shaming myself, dissatisfaction with self, whatever I do is wrong, discontent with self. I wish for a little trouble to keep myself honest. Inner critic, he's very self-shaming, always criticizing myself. Critical parent, she's always stewing, picking on herself, punishing herself, or having someone else punish her. It's like a critical parent inside of you, criticizing you all the time. Picking on yourself, she's always picking on herself. Fault-finding with self, over-anxious for self, self-unforgivingness. So the rock water is always beating themselves up, picking on themselves. Let me read you another poem, The Flow. Herself is somewhere far away, only halfway here, barely in her body with her feelings or her truth. To give away yourself, trade for little bits and pieces of the love you pick up off the floor. Seeking love from someone else because she does not really love herself. The lava flows out from the mountainside. The boiling rock now moves up on the earth and downward to the sea. The toxic gas spreads wide its glow to poison heart and lung around the lava flow. The missing pieces of her heart, her inner self, flows gently to the sea. The hurt she buries in her bones, the grief, anxiety, and fear she carries in her blood. How can she ever be at peace with life, or who she is, or ever wants to be, when she, a woman who has never known or learned about her own true self, her inner truth, about the person who she really is within. Deep, deep. Okay, now back to rock water. Do you have rigidity? Rock water is a rigid person. You got rock water's got rigidity, peaches got it, vervain's got it, vine's got it. It's mental rigidity. or body rigidity, or sometimes it's muscle tension rigidity. You break up the rigidity inside a person with one of those four remedies: rock, water, beach, burping, or time. Stubborn, because you're rigid. Mental rigidity, great inflexibility. He has black and white thinking. Fixed ideas and opinions. He can never change their ideas. You can never change their opinions. They don't want to talk about it. You know, Thomas Jefferson, in his home and in the White House, had a table, a round table. And when he had guests, foreign dignitaries, Meriwether Lewis was right there every night. His best man, Meriwether Lewis, sent across the country with Clark, with the Lewis and Clark expedition, was sitting there at that round table. Whatever writers, whatever philosophers, whatever foreign dignitaries and ambassadors visited him in the White House, sat in that round table to discuss the open flow of ideas. A rigid person can't do that. They know everything that there is to know. They're rigid about it. Strong opinions. It has to be her way, dogmatic, opinionated. Know-it-all, unteachable. You can't teach them anything. They know everything. Opinionated. Bob can't see your side of the picture. Inflexible. Joan sure set in her ways. Can't flow. So you need to be flexible. You need to sit around that Thomas Jefferson's table and talk your ideas and listen to other people's ideas and be flexible. If you're not flexible, I guarantee you your soul is going to eventually send you pain and stiffness in your body to get you to loosen up. Quit being so rigid. Intolerant. So this is one of the great causes of pain. For this, you need to change inside yourself. Quit being so flexible. And the rock water is one of the remedies to help you trigger you to start doing that. Can't flow. Remember, one of the greatest things about the healing is to learn to flow with the divine plan, God's will, the Tao, Ma'at, they called in ancient Egypt, the divine order. You need to flow with that. Might be different than your plan. Make your plan. That's fine. Put them on the table. Make them. But then you need to be ready to flex and relax and do things totally different. I mean, that's what they said. Author Schlesinger wrote the book about Kennedy. I'm reading it. Cool book. Won the Pulitzer Prize. 1,000 Days. He said that it used to freak the newspaper reporters out that Kennedy would have a speech that have a copy of it. And stop in the middle of it and just take off and start talking about whatever the heck he wanted to talk about. It used to freak him out. He was the best ad-libber, he said. And I try to do that. In my presentation, I have everything written down I'm talking about. I stop and go off and talk about whatever the heck I want to talk about because I have flexibility. There was a time I didn't have it. Can't flow. You need to learn to be able to flow. He said, what's happening to the flow of my life? I feel stuck. Yeah. It ain't flowing. You ain't flowing with the Tao. Need to learn to flow. You need to learn to tune in to the Tao, God's plan for your life, your personal life. God has a plan for your personal life. What is that? Everybody wants you to just get a job. So we give you the wild oat, which is the remedy for finding your true life work. Man, that didn't rock water. Intolerant of change. Rockwater didn't like change. Rigid and cherished theories about the way life should be. He can't discuss the pros and cons of an idea. He has the one right one. Then we have strain. This is big. Because strain and stress is what makes for muscle tension, body pain, and being tense inside where you can't relax. If you hang around me, you'd find a dude who's sitting around being relaxed most all the time. I may be listening to Beethoven's piano music. I may be listening to, or I may listen to nothing. I may listen to the wind. I may listen to the sky, the sun, the earth. I may listen to the voices of the animals around me. But I'm relaxed, teaching you how to become relaxed. That's the way you get people out of pain. That's the way you get people out of muscle tension. Most everyone, not 100%, but most everyone, every student I have who was tense, they become relaxed because they change the inner self and the tension and the stress. And this is, and let go of it. This is resolve it, rectify it. This is one of the tools we use to get rid of the strain. Stress addicts, people like that. People love the stress. It's a rush. They work three jobs, be over busy. It's like a drug rush. It's like a non-chemical rush, over effort, pushing too hard. You get too much over effort, you're going to strain your back. You're going to strain your muscles. Enthusiastic and lots and lots and lots of tension. So this is one of the remedies for tension. I have gait for tension, impatience for tension, star for tension, vervain for tension, and vine for tension, and there's many more. But rock water, the three workaholic remedies, rock water, vervain, and impatience are the big, big, big ones for tension. But all different things can make you tense. But this is one of the pressure. There's always something you got to be doing. Intolerance of restraint. They don't like to be held back because they got these things they got to be doing. Critical of others. Sometimes she feels better, righter, or higher than the other person. Intolerance of restraint. Strong-willed. It's a strong-willed person. See, and you want to make sure that you're not pushing your will on this thing. Because you want to always say, in fact, at the end of the prayer, I really should say, like, maybe I'll start doing it. I wanted to do it today. I forgot about it. Not my will be done, but thy will. So it's like, I'm going to come up with a plan. I'm going to write up my whole show. I'm going to write up my whole week. I'm going to write up the things I want to do. But then as I get into it, I'm flexible. If I look and see this isn't what the plan is, what God's plan is, I let go of it and move back into the Tao. Tao is the easy way. It's the way that God has your life planned out. Everybody talks about God's will, God's plan. Very few people know that much about it, and that's one of the things I teach in my course. And a strong sense of duty, because they got this thing about what's right. Okay, now, let me read you another poem. I'm going to tell you about my, this is a good one. Yes. Then I'll tell you about my school. Ache from all this wanting, all this yearning, what she needs to fill up all the empty places in her soul. Her deep, deep longing, all this needing from her secret place of all of what she's missing. If she could only have, if she could only get. Across the sky, two hawks fly upward with the wind. The air is calm with stillness, rising of sun. All this craving from within, this yearning and desire, thirsting for the very thing she does not have. If she could wish a little more and hope and ache for what she wants to have, she dreams, her dreams will fill up all the empty places of her heart. Let me tell you a little bit about my school. I invite you to give me a call and talk to me about it. It's a one-year program, certification program. We give a certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist, homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. There's no tests. There's no grades. I don't do that kind of teaching. It's a true apprenticeship. The way you learn this system, this book you read, Like, for example, my two books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself, another book. And I asked 25 case histories. So by the time you've done 3 months, 4 months into the system, you're going to be out there giving remedies to other people, getting dramatic healing with people. But the way you learn it is to go through the healing process yourself. It's a true apprenticeship. You and I sit together. It's like learning to fly an airplane. You sit with your teacher, your airplane instructor, and your flight instructor, and you sit with him. He's in the chair, and he flies, and then he lets you get hold of the wheel, and you get to fly a little bit, and he's telling you things, and you learn by doing. In my course, you sit beside me. We talk. I talk with each of my students an hour per week. We talk about your stuff, because the way you learn how to do the inner work on the inside of the inside of yourself is by working on your own stuff and your own crap on the inside of yourself. So I sit beside you, hold your hand, and guide you through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process on the inner self. From that, you should have the most dramatic healing of your entire life over the year. I mean, at any one time. And from that, you'll learn the system. So we give a certified homeopath. I teach you the flower essences as homeopathic remedies. I teach you the wonderful essay about which Louise Hay says it's the most powerful system of therapy, she calls it, in the world. And I teach you how to do that with other people. I teach you how to do it on yourself. So you got something going on. You sit down. There's no more excuses. You sit down and solve it. I teach you the alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine to complete spinal alignment. I teach you how to access your soul so you can listen to the messages of your inner self. I teach you 2 very powerful systems of diet that heal physical disease like you can't believe. And that's all in a 1-year program. And if you're interested, email me, my website, DrEricLove.com. My email address, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And my phone number, 406-585-0774. That's 406-585-0774. Reunited with her inner truth, to feel her own true self within, to be in her truth, to know her truth, and to love herself the way a woman should be loved. Reunited with her own true self, with who she really is inside. Let me read you one thing from Dr. Bach here. We'll close in a little bit. All earthly things are but the interpretation of things spiritual. The smallest, most insignificant occurrence has a divine purpose behind it. We can judge, therefore, by our health and our happiness how well we are interpreting this message. Our souls will guide us if we will only listen. In every circumstance, every difficulty, and the mind and body so directed will pass through life, radiating happiness and perfect health, as free from all cares and responsibilities as the small, trusting child. That's what happens when you're aligned with your soul. So each week I take up a different remedy, hoping to teach you the remedies through the weeks. If you want the information I go over, you can get that from me. It's in my book, Physician Heal Thyself. I suggest you get both books. I charge $35 for both books. Send me an email. Those of you who are interested in learning healing and interested in learning to heal your own self and the people around you, give me a call. Send me an email. Get in touch with me. It's my dream and vision that we're going to become strong and through God's grace learn the secrets of the healing art so that we're not having to take drugs, so that we're not being manipulated by the powers that be, so that we can heal our own self without the help of anybody, that we can heal the suffering of our own self and our husbands or our wives and our children and our families. And by the way, Anya, who began the program, is giving remedies now. Her brother in Poland actually has a set of remedies and has experienced dramatic healing. And her mother in Poland actually has a set of remedies, and Anya's giving her remedies. And she has experienced dramatic, dramatic healing. That's what I want, is to teach everyone, not everyone, but the people who are capable of learning and receptive to learn, how to heal yourself. How to heal the people that you love and care for. It can be done. You don't have to suffer disease. You don't have to suffer body pain anymore. You don't have to suffer emotional pain anymore. You don't have to suffer. There's a secret underneath all this that God is trying to show us, and that is to learn to know our soul, our soul's mission, and our soul's purpose for our lives. To get the messages from our soul to tell us what the changes are that we need to make and to learn to know ourselves, which is written on the Temple of Delphi, the words of Socrates, man, know thyself. God bless us all, and thanks for letting me come into your home. God bless you, and join me next week with Healing the Heart.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.